Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
You're pointing up, Doug.
Amen, brother.
And we have an update on the homosexual news director from Northwest Arkansas. He committed that public act, and he got charged, and they put
Something you might see at Cheeseman Park.
They swept it under the rug there in Arkansas, but let's hold off on that first.
Yeah.
Because I want to know who's that sleeping in the corner of the studio.
Well, you know, Keith Mason has been traveling. I think he's traveled to all 57 states in the last 30 days.
28 days on the road in the last month.
Yeah.
And it was 7 days a week and 19 hours a day. I think we have to wake him up.
So, yeah, he's catching a cat nap there,
Keith,
in the corner of the
studio. Keith, could you come over here and give
See,
us some... Keith, wake up,
It's a
Keith.
Soundproof room, so you thought you could sleep here, right?
What? You guys there? Hello?
Hey, Keith. Hey. Keith, we're on the air.
Oh, okay, great.
Keith Mason, co-founder of Personhood USA with Cal Zastro. Keith, you guys have been all over the country. The media is constant. Major news outlets letting the country know against their wish that personhood has become a tidal wave. So could you give us an idea just in the last few days, what's going on?
Well, it's definitely been a busy weekend. I agree with that. I just flew back in from Montana, which we had a great weekend with Walter Hoy and Stephen Broden to help kick off their personhood campaign there. I think they're one of the best shots we have this next election cycle.
Montana is really great. They have a petition process. They got to get signatures from around the state. And isn't Montana, that's where a whole bunch of us, we had a caravan go up there last year.
That's right. We went up to Billings, and it was awesome to do that and to join in with them. But, you know, they didn't make the signatures that year. We went up to help them, but we didn't make it.
Yeah.
So they didn't stop. And Senator Dan McGee introduced an amendment in the legislature earlier this year. And it excited people, and they passed the Senate, and they actually got a majority vote in the House.
But they needed a supermajority.
They needed a supermajority, but it just continually pressed on. And I had the opportunity to tell and thank Senator Dan McGee over the weekend and tell him how that influenced the country. And their church in North Carolina began a letter-writing campaign.
What do you mean, in North Carolina?
A church in North Carolina began a letter-writing campaign to thank Senator Dan McGee for introducing a personhood amendment in Montana.
In Montana. Doug McBurney, this is a movement because people are taking their own initiative, like Maria Lancaster going from the state of Washington with her snowflake daughter. And where'd they go? They went to South Dakota.
North Dakota.
They went to North Dakota on their own accord to speak at their capital there in favor of personhood. So, okay, Montana is being encouraged by a church in North Carolina.
Yeah, I just encouraged them. I said, you know, there's been such a void of leadership in the pro-life movement and just in our country. And so when someone stands up to lead, it's just like a drink of cold water, and people get inspired, and people want to fight for the person of the preborn child.
Yeah.
And so when Senator Dan McGee stood up and did the right thing, he inspired people around the country, and it was incredible. So,
Keith, look it down in Mississippi. The American Family Association, on their homepage, and I don't recall, Doug, somebody said this on the air in the last couple of weeks. It might have been Steve Curtis with Life Commercials, American Right to Life. He said it was Steve Curtis. On their homepage, they have a link, and it says, support Mississippi's personhood amendment. Click here to sign a petition and get involved. So it doesn't matter if you're a street activist, pro-lifer at an abortion clinic, or if you're one of the major national ministries, there is a need for all of you to be involved, to work, and to lead, because a lot of leadership is needed.
That's right. My message in Montana was, William Wilberforce is dead, but you're still alive.
All right.
Let's go get him.
Well, that's great. Okay, so that's Montana.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing
is, what if we just focus on states that start with the letter M?
We could be here a while, because Cal Zastro wanted to be in Montana. He has dear friends up there, Rick Jor. But he couldn't do it because he was in Missouri, traveling the state, helping get Missouri's petition drive get started.
He was in Missouri. We just mentioned Mississippi. How about we do this? Let's only mention states that start with the letter M, okay? So Cal wanted to be in Montana, but he couldn't do it because he was in Missouri.
That's right.
All right.
And while he was in Missouri, traveling around, meeting with key people, senators, to get their petition drive going, we had the great news that we introduced an amendment in Michigan.
In Michigan. So that starts with the letter M, so we could talk about Michigan. So what's – now, Doug has
Michigan.
The language.
I have the actual language. It's introduced by Representative Jim Slezak, a Democrat. I said a big D Democrat.
A what?
A big D Democrat.
He's a Democrat.
Member of the Democratic
Party.
This
is a Democrat-led personhood initiative in the state of Michigan?
Talk about a movement.
Michigan?
Yeah, in Michigan, the Democrats.
Talk about a movement. So, praise God. And you know what? This does show it's a movement, because when the Republican Party has used abortion just as a way to get votes and money and win primaries,
Yeah. You
don't find the Democrats joining in.
Not very often.
But when they see that there's sincere people that are trying to honor God and not a political party, you got the Democrats introducing personhood in Michigan.
Yep. Joint Resolution 2 introduced October 14th. Section 28 reads, every human person has a right to life, which is the paramount and most fundamental right guaranteed under the Constitution and laws of this state. With respect to the fundamental and inalienable right to life, the word person applies to all human beings, irrespective of age, race, gender, health, function, condition of dependency, including physical or mental dependency, or method of reproduction from the beginning of their biological development, including fertilization.
Mm.
Take that. Planned Parenthood.
Take that. So from the beginning of their biological development,
Yeah. That
is tremendous wording, because some kids are come into existence through sexual reproduction, fertilization.
Right.
We call it conception, but that word has been changed.
Now can I speak to that for just a moment? Because I've been out gathering a lot of signatures, and I have found the most effective thing to do is to tell people, life begins at conception. Help us put it on the ballot. That is, in 2 seconds,
Yeah. You
have the attention of the right audience.
Yeah.
And if they want to get into details about, well, did you know conception? Well, we can talk about
then,
that. But it's
sure. Just
a very effective pitch.
Well, yeah. It's
when
not,
you're out there gathering signatures.
Yeah, I agree. It's not as though we can't use the term conception.
No, we can't.
In normal discourse. It's just that in language for the law books, the term has been redefined by the pro-aborts
Yeah. To
mean implantation. So we protect the kids, and then after we protect the kids, we go back and restore the definition of the term conception.
I'm all for that.
Okay. So, Keith, so that's in Michigan.
So we've done now Montana. We've done Missouri.
Mentioned Missouri. Mentioned Mississippi.
Mississippi.
And this is still Michigan. So, Keith,
we're just in the M's.
It's not one legislator who's introduced this in Michigan.
Not at all. It was led by a Democrat, and five other Democrats have co-sponsored it with him. But you know what? 18 Republicans signed on to help push this thing forward as well.
Praise the Lord.
And you know, it's going to a committee fairly soon to be approved by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And we fully expect it to be approved by the committee, because in the committee that has 15 people in it, 8 of the people in that committee are sponsors of this bill.
All right.
So Michigan, so it's looking good, at least in the immediate future, for the personhood effort in the state of Michigan. And I know, I just hit you with this states that start with the letter M thing, like after the show started, Keith. But I'm hoping you could come up with, another, because we mentioned Mississippi has been gathering signatures. And they've got a lot of signatures already, and they're still proceeding, right?
That's right. Mississippi is moving full steam ahead, and Cal's back in Mississippi, as
okay.
we do with another.
So
we're
from
M
Missouri
state.
To Mississippi.
That's right. And there's a couple states in the middle there, but I don't know if I'm allowed to mention that.
I wouldn't today. Not today. There's not enough time.
Okay.
We got to get Steve Curtis on the show. So Cal is back in Mississippi, and the American Family Association, Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, they have joined the Mississippi personhood battle.
Wow.
That's right.
That's huge. It's huge. It's huge. There are Christian leaders in this country that are not going to want to be left behind. Keith, for 3 years, I've heard you say, welcome aboard, welcome aboard, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. Okay, so Mississippi's getting signatures still, and they're going strong. Missouri is just beginning.
That's right. They'll be getting signatures hopefully in the next 2 to 3 months. For their constitutional amendment as well. Now, Mississippi, we're shooting for the 2011 ballot there now.
2011, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It's an off year.
That's right. We have that. See that right here in my notes here, Mississippi, 2011 ballots. That's an off year, but that could be very, very good for the personhood effort. Like William Wilberforce in England using some parliamentary maneuvers to win the battle to free the slaves.
That's right.
So it's great strategy. Okay, now we talked about Montana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Michigan with their Democratic-led effort. Any other M's? I know I just put it on you, but any other action in any M states?
Well, we have a committee formed in Massachusetts as well. So liberal Massachusetts has a group of still has a pocket of pro-life people that will stand for the lives of children, and they are looking to push forward with a personhood amendment there.
And it's a hot pocket out there in Massachusetts. And we have Delegate Don Dwyer in Maryland who is working on personhood legislatively in Maryland.
That's right, and he made a commitment publicly in Nevada while we were doing our conference this past summer that he will not, if he's elected as a delegate in the state of Maryland, there won't be a year that goes by that he does not push for the personhood of the preborn child.
And every autumn in England, go back 150 years, every autumn the leaves fall and Wilberforce introduces a bill every fall. And so now we've got a William Wilberforce in Maryland, Delegate Don Dwyer.
So praise God. If that's we're limited to M's, we have we're wrapping it up with M's.
I think
there's so much else going on.
There's so much else. But Keith, what can we do? We've got this week, Saturday night, we have a banquet in Colorado, lifecommercials.com. And were we able to get Steve Curtis on the line because he was out today? Let's see if he's there.
I think I'm here, Bob.
All right, Steve. We've got a full studio here. Who do we have here? We have
Well, that's why I'm not there, because you couldn't fit anybody else in the studio.
That's right.
Steve, it's great to hear your voice.
As usual.
Steve, it's great to hear your voice.
Well, good to hear you, Keith, and to hear all the good stuff that's going on across the country. Just wonderful that even Democrats, and we should almost not say that anymore, because when you look at the job the Republicans have done over the last 20 or 30 years that this entire movement has been entrusted to the Republican Party. It's almost unfair to blame, Democrats for anything, given the effort by Republicans.
Well, Steve, I want to invite people to the banquet Saturday night, but Focus on the Strategy 2 points out that abortion was legalized in Colorado in 67 by our Republican governor, John Love, and in California by their Republican governor in 1967. It was passed by a Republican Supreme Court, and it was written by a Republican Justice, Harry Blackmun. I mean, that's pretty much the beginning of abortion, and its foundation in America was the Republican Party. Now it doesn't matter what party you're affiliated with. You have an obligation to honor God and uphold his command that you do not kill the innocent, and children are made in his image and likeness.
Well, and I think there's a lot of Christians that have been involved in conservative politics over the last 20, 30 years that once that message that you just delivered, that we have that obligation, takes seat in their heart, really become convicted. I remember when I had my moment of realizing that what I was doing in pro-life, conservative, Republican, pro-family politics was actually hurting more than helping. And it's not an easy pill to swallow, but for those that truly have a heart to love the Lord and to do his will, it's just one of those things that we just kind of have to get the stiff upper lip and say, well, then, I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing right now and get on board with this effort, that I should have been involved with, from the get-go.
Yeah, well, amen. It is become a movement, and that's just such a thrill. I mean, that we could do a show and only talk about the states that begin with the letter M. It's a lot of fun. So let me ask Keith Mason. Keith, Steve's banquet for lifecommercials.com is this Saturday night. Will there be a personhood effort? There's a petition drive going on. Will there be a personhood effort there?
Yeah, I believe so. There'll be petitions there if you want to pick up your petition or sign the petition. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to it. And if at all possible, I'm going to try to be there, Steve, to participate in the evening. I'm excited about this banquet. I think it's going to be fantastic. So,
well, I hope you can make it. And absolutely, we're going to have a table right out front so people can't miss it with petitions there. And we certainly encourage everybody that's coming. If you haven't signed it, seek them out. I mean, I'm sure the petitioners will be looking for you, but absolutely sign that petition while you're there. We're just going to have a great evening. And, you know, again, lots of good stuff. I want to remind people, Bob, of what we announced yesterday, that if you call the Colorado Right to Life office, we've made a special arrangement with Colorado Right to Life. People can get 15% off the cost of their ticket, and we hope that that helps some people. We know money's tight right now.
Yeah, that's right. And
nobody knows it more than a nonprofit.
Yeah, that's right. And it's $55 a plate for the Life Commercials Founders Banquet. It's going to be exciting. And Colorado Right to Life does have this deal, so I'll give the phone number. You could call Colorado Right to Life, and through them only, you could get a 15% discount on top of that. But if you go online to lifecommercials.com, there you could register with PayPal, but that is a full price there. But let's say you want to get a whole table, 10 seats, and you want a 15% discount, 303-753-9394. And that is calling Colorado Right to Life with their special offer, 303-753-9394. The banquet starts at 6, Steve, and I've learned not to be late for your banquets.
No, it starts at 6, and at 6 o'clock we're praying, and about 6:01 we're eating. So,
that's right.
You know, short prayers and long dinners here, you know. But we've got just so much to pack in that night. You know, live music with Tony Funderburk and Jacob Curtis, and then Darren Streblow, the comedian that we had a year and a half ago, is back, and he's just a riot. The kids love him. I mean, this, you know, and then Brian Rohrbaugh and myself, and a special honor this year to the Genesis Project of Northern Colorado, and that will be actually presented by Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck, who I've had some very, very encouraging... Very encouraging talks with about personhood. And I'll tell you, I believe that for the first time, a U.S. Senate candidate in the state of Colorado gets it on the whole personhood thing.
Really exciting. We're praying for Ken Buck, just like we're praying for many other politicians here in Colorado who are sort of having a come-to-the-Lord meeting.
Amen.
Because they're realizing this is serious now. That's not just about winning a primary. Mm-hmm. This is about kids being killed and your obligation to God and to your neighbor.
I think that those politicians that have kind of straddled the fence for so many years realized last year during the primaries, the Republican U.S. Senate primaries, that if they're up on the fence and we can grab a long enough pole, we're going to push them right off that fence. So they're going to fall one way or the other, but they, you know, they better fall the right direction in this thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we might need a hook to pull them over on our side, and personhood's the hook.
We could sure try that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I think we're actually making headway if we just get the point driven home that we're not going to play games with the lives of these kids any longer. Mm. National Right to Life will do it until we put them out of business. And of course, that is our goal, to put them out of business along the way.
Maybe it's a side goal, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's not our primary goal.
No.
I mean, the goal is to save babies. But of course, on the road to saving babies, we won't even encounter them. You know, they're going to be on the side of the road trying to
elect pro-choice Republicans.
Well, exactly.
That's pretty much what they've committed themselves to. Right.
So, it's just time that people understand that this is a serious matter. I mean, if we treat it like the life and death matter that it is, it's going to be, you know, we're going to see some very encouraging things going forward. And I think we're already starting to see those things. So
I get so excited, Keith. Keith Mason, I get so excited. I see people with vision and hope and excitement. And in the pro-life battle, I haven't seen that since 1990.
It's truly a revival of the pro-life movement. And there's been so many people that have just been dormant. And what I told the people of Montana just this past weekend to expect as they push forward and as they get the petition in people's hands is that people who haven't been in the pro-life movement for years would come out and start circulating petitions and start donating to their cause and getting back involved in pro-life work.
Mm-hmm. And hey, and if you want to meet some of those people who are excited, who are involved in the personhood movement, you've got to be at the banquet Saturday
for
banquet. Life Commercials.
Now, there are people listening right now who are in Nebraska, Kansas, Wyoming, and even Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We had a call a while back from Oklahoma. You could drive to Denver Saturday. You could drive here and come to the banquet, meet Steve Curtis, and meet the crew.
Well, Bob, the Life Commercials Banquet will be an epicenter of the personhood movement.
Yeah.
So many of the leaders, the founders, the people who drive the movement are going to be there. And look, a 15% off deal. What's the number for Colorado Right to Life? 303-753-9394. Call and get your ticket now so you can come and be a part of the event, yet another event.
Yeah.
It's just a series of events in this personhood movement. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
And Steve, thanks for putting on the banquet. God bless.
Well, guys, thanks for all the promotion this week. I want you to know it is helping, and it's helping in a big way. So we're very encouraged. Yeah, we're about four times as many reservations as we had 5 days ago.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so the room is beginning to fill up. It's beginning to look good. I sure wish these pro-lifers out there, our good friends, wouldn't put me through this every time.
Right. They wait till the last minute.
Isn't that the way it's always been?
Yeah,
though,
it's purgatory
right here
on Earth. All right, thank you, Steve.
All right, thanks,
God bless you. Steve Curtis, Saturday night, 6 o'clock, Doubletree in Westminster. Lifecommercials.com, lifecommercials.com, and you can call.
By the way, you know what I found out? If you go to lifecommercials.com, if you can't go to the banquet, you can make a donation right there to lifecommercials.com.
You could.
Life Commercials directs women who are looking for information on abortion. It directs them to crisis pregnancy help, live human beings to talk with them.
That's absolutely
phenomenal.
And it's worked with 10,000 women. In fact, we'll get the update at the banquet. So call Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394 for a discount. Did I say on the air that Cheryl and I went to a banquet at the Brown Palace Saturday night? I didn't tell.
I don't think you said that on the air.
I haven't told that story.
No.
And Doug, I was interested to compare a banquet for a secular, you know, big dollar function with our pro-life banquets.
Okay.
Colorado Right to Life, Life Commercials.
Well, the Brown Palace, I mean, that's a pretty good address for a banquet.
Yeah, you can't get better than the Brown Palace.
Yeah.
It's a black tie affair. It's for the Max Fund.
The Max Fund.
Now, that's when animals are abandoned, injured, they're hit by a car and left, you know, writhing in the street.
Okay.
Some kids at an apartment complex will be shooting BBs into a dog, a dog that's been abandoned, and they take these animals and they really work wonders. They do surgeries and medical treatment and love and care, and they nurse the animals back to health, and they don't kill them. So it's not, you know, it's a nice ministry.
That's fine.
Well, we were invited by Dr. Ed Umloff.
Yeah.
Cheryl and I sat at his table.
One of the premier veterinary surgeons in the country.
In the country, yeah. Dr. Ed Umloff. And at the banquet, this is the Max Fund, one of the most significant groups of its kind in the country. At the banquet, they mention, now the surgeon who operated on Max 21 years ago is here in the room. And so we want to thank Dr. Ed Umloff, and the whole room erupted in applause.
Cool.
And that was neat. And that's our dear Dr. Ed, who's totally 100% pro-personhood.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Well, guess what? Their banquet, it was a fine professional banquet, but it couldn't hold a candle to Steve Curtis's Life Commercials banquet. No comparison.
Wow.
No comparison for how professional, how well done, and how powerful. Hmm. So that was good to see.
So I wonder what the budget over there at the Max Fund is every year.
But they just got $1 million donation, one donation.
So I wonder.
But they're saving dogs and cats, not babies. If you're saving babies, it's way harder to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who advocate killing babies are conflicted when it comes to giving money.
Well, you know, the personhood movement isn't operating on the big bucks yet.
No.
Am I right about that, Keith?
That is correct.
In fact, I heard we have a special need. We have a special need of just $5,000 in one state. Can I mention the state?
No, it doesn't start with an M. But
no,
Doug,
wait.
Okay, listen. If somebody wants to launch personhood in a non-M state, they can write a check for $5,000, send it to Personhood USA.
And this is not a joke. This is a serious,
critical
need. And
say, this is to launch personhood in that non-M state.
And it'll be a non-M state.
And there is a steering committee. It is a great group, and they have a financial goal before they launch their effort.
Yeah,
they need another $5,000.
They need $5,000.
$5,000.
Such a small amount of
Personhood USA. You get their address on the website.
Yeah, go to personhoodusa.com and donate $5,000. In the notes, now, you can put for the non-M state.
Yeah, to launch the personhood effort in the non-M state.
Yes.
It's only $5,000.
Yes.
And you'll earn your place in history.
Yeah, you'll have a place in history alongside William Wilberforce, Keith Mason, Cal Zastro, people like that.
Now, Doug, since Keith has fallen asleep again,
yes,
can we give the update on the homosexual news director?
You know, I was hoping that we could keep going on any other topic.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay.
There's a truck driver who happened to tragically witness a very disgusting public act by the news director of the big money TV station owned by the Hearst Corporation.
Yeah, CBS CW news station.
Yeah, the Walmart capital of the world there in Northwest Arkansas. It's big money. Uh-huh. And the news director is a homosexual who committed a public sex act, sexual harassment, all kinds of crimes.
Yeah.
And he got charged. And then the media and the prosecutor, they figured out that he's a liberal homosexual.
Right.
And they don't really want to tell anybody.
No.
So they swept it under the rug.
Certain things are better left unsolved.
Not a single report in the media, even though we contacted all the media in Arkansas.
We'll let everybody know.
And the prosecutor arranged a deal to be consummated tomorrow morning in court. That there'll be no jail time.
I might not have phrased it that way.
There'll be no jail time. And so we, in contacting the Hearst Corporation, today.
Yeah.
We found out that Mike Corrington has been fired.
He's been fired.
Well, he's no longer with the station.
So he's lost his job.
We heard that from the Hearst Corporation and from the station.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm convinced that someone who's a slave to that type of sin probably isn't going to seriously consider repentance until his life falls apart.
Well, that's right. Dr. Dobson says create a crisis in somebody's life. Don't be an enabler. So this guy needs a crisis. So step one is you lose your job.
Michael Corrington is heading into crisis. Now, he doesn't know that he's been in crisis ever since he's been a slave to this devious sin.
Right.
But now he's finding out.
Yeah.
And it's a positive thing.
So we pray for him and hope that people, Christians there, will reach him.
Amen.
All right. Hey, Keith Mays. Keith.
Hey,
thanks.
Great to be with you, Bob.
All right. Keith just woke up. Say goodbye. Doug McBurney, thanks for joining us in Arvada. Maranatha, what a great school. May God bless you.